you to help me. I want us to quote this together this morning, if we will. Y'all ready? Verse 28. Let's just read all three verses together this morning. Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. Ready? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. There's great lessons in this morning. And first thing I want to point our attention to in these three wonderful verses is the invitation. Amen. I know there's a lot of other stuff in here, but I tell you what, there's no need for us to get beyond this invitation. He says, come unto me. You know, the Lord had been on the Sermon on the Mount, and he'd been talking to those Jewish disciples. But this gives us a great idea of what Christ, amen, his ministry is going to be. Amen. How many say amen this morning? How many knows what I'm talking about? Now, he doesn't just address this to the Jewish nation. He says, come unto me, all ye. Amen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad this morning that God is interested in every one of us? Now look, you say, well, how can, you know, we get to meditating on God and how he knows everything, how he, you know, can do everything, and we think, man, how? That's just too believe. That's just awesome. That's just beyond our comprehension. It is. Amen. Our mind cannot fathom God. We, not really. We can't, we can understand what we need to understand. Amen. But he is just beyond us. His ways are, what the Bible say? Higher than our way. You know, the old pride of human man, they don't think nothing is higher than they are. That is a big problem. When you get to the point in life where you think you're the highest thing around, oh, how many knows that's bad? That's bad. In order to get anything from God, you got to be humble. I said you got to be humble. How many would rather humble yourself as have God to humble you? He says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself. Hey, you say, well, Brother Owen, I tell you what, and you know, we do battle with the flesh. But I want to say this, God is so, his ways are higher than our way. I want you to notice what he said. Come unto me. I don't know how many times in the New Testament the Lord Jesus has said, come. But aren't you glad he did? Aren't you glad he's still saying that to you today? Come unto me. Now, how in the world can we do that? Since, you know, where is he at? Where can we come? How do we approach God? Well, you know, the Bible said, feel after him. Lest happily, those terms, lest happily, means that there is a chance, there is a possibility by feeling after him, that we might find him. For what did it say next? For he is not very far. Amen. You say, well, how can I come unto him? He's not very far from any one of us. Amen. And he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Now, I wonder if anybody in here fits that category this morning. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's quite an awesome invitation. And then look what he says he'll do. Look at what he is proclaiming, what he is claiming to be. He said, if you labor, how many is it? Don't raise your hand. But I wonder how many this morning are laboring with life. Huh? I was talking to somebody, and I'll tell you ever hear that old term? When it rains, it pours, and this is the bad rain. How many's ever said when it rains, it pours? Has anybody ever said that? What did you mean by that? Did you mean that one rainstorm and another just come? No, what was you talking about when you said that? Well, let me see if I can guess. Your lawnmower broke down. And on your way to pick out a new lawnmower, you had a flat. And when when you got out to fix the flat, some truck went flying by you, knocked the car off the jack, and then busted. Is that kind of what you meant by that? When it rains, it pours. Does it seem like it comes in bunches sometimes? You know, nobody likes to hear this, but here's the line. That's just life. Is it? It's just life, isn't it? Is that how you found life to be? What was it Job said? Man born of woman. Few days and full of troubles. Brother, one messenger come up on his porch, and before that one could get the bad news out of his mouth, another one came. Here they came. Okay. The Lord knew that. He came, and he says, come unto me. He invited you to approach him. Come to me. That is what I've been preaching this morning about the rain. You know what I'm trying to get you to do? Now, some of us in here this morning, maybe all of us in a degree, we need some changes in our life. Now you say, all of us? I'd say just about, probably no doubt, all of us. Now, you know where change comes from? It's not from Obama. How many knows where change comes from? Now let me tell you, change comes first. And I hope, I don't want to get on your bad side, but listen to this. Change comes from repentance. You say, what? Yeah, that's what repentance means, a change of mind. A lot of our problems could be solved if we change our mind about some things. And so that's why we're in this house this morning, is for God. The Lord says, look, you that labor, you're laboring in life and are heavy laden. You know, you don't have to live very long till you've got some burdens on your back. You know, you grow up in life as a young child, and I never realized, Mom, how hard it was to fix fried chicken. All I know how to do is tear it off a bone. You ever tried? I guarantee you can't do it like Mom can. Well, close. I can't do it like Mom can. Huh? I even tried one of them banquet boxes. I vowed the Lord to give me grace I'd never do it again. Huh? But I didn't know how hard it was. I grew up, not money responsibilities. But I'll tell you what, it didn't take long till I got some loads on my back. I got into things I shouldn't have been into, and I had to worry about getting caught loading me down. Huh? And then I had controversies rise up even in my home, and loaded me down as a young teenage boy, just loaded me down with cares, wondering what tomorrow holds. And then I got married and started a family. Them little old young'uns come along, pulling on your coattail. I want this. I'm hungry. I need that. I need a place, a roof over my head. I need shoes on my feet. And then another one came along. And anybody that said they're cheaper by the dozen never had them. Anybody with any sense knows two pair of Nikes is more than one. Huh? You just hope and pray they don't learn what a Nike is. You can go down there, amen, at Walmart and get a Nokia or something. They don't notice, but they'll notice when they get about 13. Huh? So you got the load of life on you. And then you work hard, and then your strength starts abating. Then you understand what I'm talking about, don't you? But here's the remedy. Here's the cure. Here's the key. Here's what Christ said. He said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. When you think of rest, what do you think of? Hammocks? Palm trees? Blue water, warm breeze, unlimited checking account, rest. I tell you what, God has promised the rest from the labors of life. You say, well, you mean he's gonna take all this pressure off of you? No. Now understand me. The problems won't disappear necessarily. Some of them will. But he said, if you'll come to me, If you will come, well, you will stop what you're doing and come to me. You've tried everything in your own power. It's not worked, and it never will. Come to me. Bring me your problems. Bring me your burdens. Bring me your labor. And in place of your labor and burdens, I'll give you rest. Y'all believe that? How many has ever experienced that? Huh? You haven't? I have. That's what we got to have. If you don't, you know what's going to happen? Hey, amen. You're going to be burdened and weary, discouraged, and you're going to be vulnerable, and the devil will take advantage of you. I wish my church would help me. I'm not up here just beating my gums trying to make my payday. I'm trying to help you this morning. He said, come unto me. He gave the invitation for everybody. I look at our people, Brother Don. I don't know if I don't get around to telling everybody. I love you, buddy. I'm glad you come to this church. I watched him this morning here. He was seeking God at this, in between these pews. Hey, I can't, and the bigger we get, and the more feeble my mind gets, and people won't stay long enough for me to shake their hand, I figure if they won't wait, then I'll just have to shake them another time. Huh? Let's just all shake right now and get it over with, all right? God bless you. Good to see you. May the Lord bless you. And I appreciate all of you that come to this church. I have no idea what kind of burdens this man carries. I don't know what Brother Tommy's been through. I don't know what Sister Debbie has carried. I don't know Brother Jim. I haven't been able to go down there with you personally. We can't go there for each other. But I hear one saying, if you'll come to me, I will give you rest. The greatest burdens that we face most of the time is not physical burdens. They're spiritual burdens and mental burdens, stressful burdens, lies of the devil, things of that nature to have to bear and face, facing life itself, facing death, facing eternity, facing living in this world without getting polluted and corrupt and being just like the world. Hey, how many knows if we cannot avoid being just like the world, then we must suffer the world's judgment. So the pressure is on us in a sense to not do those things, not sin. So where are we going to get free from this burden of sin? There's only one place. Can you say amen, church? I'm almost done. I know I'm weird to you. It's a little warm in here this morning. That's hard on you. I know it is. Amen. But I'll tell you, amen, I hear the invitation. I don't know what your life situation is this morning. And I've got to hurry. I'm going to try to finish this in the next little bit. But he said, let's watch the rest of it. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Then what did he say next? Take my yoke upon you. I mean, everybody in here knows what a yoke is, don't they? How many knows what a yoke is? Now I know it's talking in a literal, not a literal sense, but in a spiritual sense, yoking. But he was comparing it to a yoke like an oxen would carry. And that oxen is yoked. He said, take my yoke upon you. Be yoked to me. Huh? Be yoked to me. Take my yoke upon you. And what did he say next? Learn. That yoke, that yoking with Christ. There's no way you can be yoked up with Christ. Hear me now. You know, a lot of times our trouble is we're yoked to another power, not the power of Christ. And when we're yoked to that other power, you know what's going to happen? You're going to dance to his fiddle, buddy. You say, not me. I'd never do that. Oh, come on now. You know better than that. If you've ever went down that old stream, you know that one day it's this way and the next day it's the next way. And then for long, you're just trying to imagine that you're okay when you know good and well you're not. So we can't be yoked with the world. Amen. Be not unequally yoked together, it said. But we got to be yoked to the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You say, well, how do we know how to live? We know how to live because we're going to yoke up with him. And he's going to teach us. We're going to learn from him. Come on now, help me preach a little bit. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, of me. Learn from me. You know, a lot of people don't want to learn nothing. Now, I'm not jumping on you. I know you think I am, but I'm not. But, plain language is easy understood, ain't it? But we got to learn. Now, I'll tell you where our trouble comes. It's when we get to the point where you cannot tell us anything. When you get to the point where you cannot learn anything, then you're in trouble. Because if you're not learning, you're not yoked to the Lord. Because his wisdom is beyond the depths of the sea. There's always something. He says, if you yoke up, but we don't want to do that. We want the Lord to be our servant. Come here, Lord. I'm in trouble. Get me out of this. But that ain't the way it's going to work. We have got to learn of him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek. Learn of me. Learn about me. Learn from me. I am meek. What? What did it say? And lowly. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. How many's found that to be true? How many's found that to be true? Now, I'm just going to tell you. When you surrender yourself to the Lord and you have a hunger for righteousness, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When that is your goal, when righteous living is your goal, amen? Are y'all out there? When righteous living is your goal, that is your heart. Well, that's God's heart too. That's what he wants for you. So when you want righteousness and he wants righteousness in your life, then it's not kicking and screaming and fighting and fussing and growling and church hopping, trying to find somebody who suits you. You just hear the word of God. You learn it from the Lord. And his yoke is easy. Oh, yeah, we're yoked. But his yoke is easy. And his burden. There is a burden of the Lord. Huh? And that is to live for him, keep his commandments, be honest and decent, worship him, honor him in all things, and go to heaven when life is over. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I lived for the devil. I did. I worked on it 24 hours a day. Amen. I thought that was all there was to it. But I learned in life that, brother, that yoke was going to take me to hell. Oh, there's pleasure in sin for a season. I know there is. There's pleasure. That's why dope addiction is so bad. They take out and get a high ecstasy. For and you know, I don't know, I never did take drugs. But I'll tell you what I've read. They say that a lot of times they'll take that drug and go high, and the rest of their drug addiction is just trying to find that place again. And they never find it. Never do. Destroy their life. Their teeth fall out. Their hair falls out. They steal and lie and cheat in every which way they can to get that. And they go down the drain and they feel an early grave because they're yoked to a bad master. But I'll tell you what, if you'll yoke yourself to Jesus Christ in every phase of life, the yoke will be easy and the burden light. He will not make your life grievous. Amen. You take somebody, when they start squirming over the Bible, how to live, and start complaining, trying to find a way out, brother, they've just drifted away from the Lord. When they get back close to God again, amen, God will give them power, amen, to live for the Lord. Let's stand.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We love you. Appreciate you being here today. We had 128 people today and 2,627.13 in the tithe offering. Thank you for your giving. I like to say as we get ready to pray, when preachers come in, we like to help them with their rooms. I know we can't. That's why we don't advertise real big. People come, they know us, and we don't know, have nowhere to put them if they come, really. But the preachers that drive in that are working for the Lord and different ones that might can't afford a room, we'd like to be able to help them. Get a room for them to stay in. And so if you'll give in your extra this next month, we got a few things we like to do to, get ready. And if you'll give, give extra, give for this special time, everything will work out great, won't it? Well, forget I ask. It will work out great. Hallelujah. Do you love the Lord? Listen, he invited you to come unto him, and he'll give you rest. Bring your labors and your burdens to the Lord. Yoke up with him. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Huh? How many knows that's true? If you say amen. Father, we thank you for this audience today. It's great.